Today's Amud is Yevamos Samach Bezim and Bez. We're holding on Samach Bezim and Aleph. Four lines in the bottom. Itmar, Hayuloi Banu Mumesu. So continuing to discuss the sugyas of Pur Ravu, says the Gemara, Itmar, Hayuloi Banu Mumesu. What's the halacha? If a person was Mekayim Pur Ravu, he had, let's say, a son and a daughter, and then his children died, Layolenu. So what's the halacha? Is he Mekayim Pur Ravu by virtue of the fact that he had children, even though now they're no longer here? So Rav Huna Amar Kayim Pervia Verivia. Rav Huna says that yes, he is Mekayim the Mitzvah Puravu. Rav Yechanan Amar Leikayim. Rav Yechanan says that no, he's not Mekayim the Mitzvah Puravu. If the children die during his lifetime, I mean, of course, if let's say Avram has children, so then if after Avram dies, his children die, that's the Derech HaOlam. That's, of course, Avram was still Mekayim Puravu. The Shaila over here is if they die during his lifetime, does that now take away from his mitzvah? If Avram has Yitzchak and he has Rivka, or let's call it Yitzchak and Bracha, he has a son and a daughter, so what's the halach if they died during his lifetime? So Rav Huna says he's still Mekayim Puravu. And Rav Yechanan says that no, once they die, so now he's no longer Mekayim Puravu. It takes away his kiyam. We'll have to understand the lamdas, exactly how this works. Baz Hashem, also during the Shavuos Ma'ar Mekayimis, we'll discuss exactly what's the lamdas behind this. But anyway, says the Gemara, Rav Huna Amar Kayim. Rav Huna says he's Mekayim Puravu. Mishum Deravasi. Because he understands that the mitzvah Puravu, the yisoid of the mitzvah is based off of something Rav Asi said. Amr Rav Asi, that ain't bein David ba, ad sheyichlu kol neshamei shebegof. That Mashiach won't come, ben David won't come, until all the neshamei and the guf are taken out. Shenemer ki ruach mafane yatov. Meaning, that Rav Huna holds a Rav Asi, who says that the purpose of Puravu is to have children, because there's an Eitzer, Rashi and Avodah Zarah explains that there's an Eitzer in Shemayim, which is called Guf. The name of the Eitzer, the name of the chamber, is called Guf, and there's many Neshamais that are stored there, and Mashiach can't come until all of the Neshamais are taken out of Guf. That's the reason for Puravu. That's why a person should have children, maybe even many children, even after he has a boy and a girl, specifically because of this, by virtue of the fact that it brings Mashiach closer, because Mashiach can't come until all the neshamais are taken out of Guf. Being that that's the way Rav Huna understood the idea, the message behind Puravu, so he said even if the children then die, it doesn't matter, he was still Mekayim Puravu, because he took the neshamais out of Guf. Guf has a no-return policy. Once the neshamais are taken out, so they don't go back in. So once Avram, he had children, he took them out of Guf, so then he's Mekayim the Mitzvah, there's no going back. Says the Gemara, that Rabbi Yechanan Amar Leikayim Peri of Rivia, Rabbi Yechanan says that he's not Mekayim Peruvu, because Letzevas Yitzara Ve'inan V'haleka. Rabbi Yechanan, Lashitasa, we've mentioned before, he understood that the Yisoid of the Mitzvah of Puravu is L'Shavas Yitzara, is because Hashem wants a person, I don't know if actually this was Rabbi Yechanan Shitasa, but we mentioned this idea that the purpose of Puravu is L'Shavas Yitzara, is that the world should have a Hemshach, is that there should be people in the world to inhabit the world, and there should be continuation. So if a person had children, it's great that for the time being he made it, that there's a chance for continuation, but once his children die, so now there can't be any continuation through him. So Mamela, his chiyav comes back, again, Puravu, to have a boy and a girl, in order so that he could be a part in this continuation of the world. Now says the Gemara Meisve, I'll bring you a raya, that even after a person, that if a person has children who die, that he loses his mitzvah. Because the Braisa says, that b'nei banim, harehin kebanim, which sounds like if Avram has a son Yitzchak, and Yitzchak has a son Yaakov, so Yaakov is called the b'nei banim, he's the child's child, he's a grandson. So grandchildren are like children. It sounds like what the Braisa is saying is that if Yitzchak has a son Yaakov, so then even if Yitzchak dies, so Avram could still fulfill Puravu through his grandchild. A grandchild could help a father, could help a grandfather fulfill Puravu. Now if Rav Huna was right, that once a person has a child, it doesn't matter if the child dies. Avram is still Mekayim Puravu. So why do I need Yitzchak to give birth to a Yaakov? Why do I need to come on to Bnei Banim? Who cares? The very fact that Avram had a son, he had children, so he's Mekayim Puravu like that. Why do I need to come on to Bnei Banim Arein Kebanim? So this is a kash on Rav Huna. To which the Gemara says, no, Kitanya Yi Lahashlim. That Braisa is talking about Lahashlim. Means that Avram had only boys. He didn't have any girls. And then one of his boys had a girl. Yitzchak had a daughter Dina. let's say. So since his son had a daughter, so now it's like Avram had a son and a daughter. That's what the Braisa means to say. B'nei banim, arein kebanim, that grandchildren could count towards one's kiyum mitzvah, but not that it's to replace the son. There's no need to replace the son. Because once a person has a child, he took the child out of guf, he's becoming the mitzvah. There's no going back. But he does, according to Beis Hillel, need to have a boy and a girl. So that's accomplished. That could be accomplished through, even through a grandchild. That's the way Rav Huna will tell you. That's the pshat in the Braisa. Ask the Gemara Meisvei, I ask you from a different Braisa, again on Rav Huna, and this is that's of the same halacha, just with more details. Again, kasha on Rav Huna is how could Rav Huna say that once a person has children, that's it, he's mekayim the mitzvah, even if they die, the Braisa says, b'nei banim areim kebanim, and the Braisa explains that what does it mean that grandchildren count as children? What it means is that meis echad mehem, meishanim tzisris, that even if one of the children die, let's say Avram has a child Yitzchak, and Yitzchak dies, or Yitzchak is found to be a tzisris, that Yitzchak can't have children, so it's clear from the Gemara that a person who can't have children cannot count towards one's kiyum mitzvah puruvu, because you can't. It's a puruvu is only to have a hemshuch, so that doesn't count. And what then if Yitzchak dies? So loikai puruvu rivia. So then Avram is not mekayim puruvu. It's only if Yitzchak has a son Yaakov. So then that could help. That could take back the mitzvah puruvu. But otherwise, without that, it's clear from the Braisa. The Braisa is very is mefurish. Now, like Rav Huna, the Braisa is mefurish, and if a person has a child who died, la'yaleinu, he's not mekayim puruvu. So says the Gemara, tiyuftin Rav Huna, tiyuftin, that taka refutes the shita of Rav Huna, and the halacha taka is like Rabbi Yochanan, and if a person, again, la'yaleinu, has children who die, so then his mitzvah puruvu comes back, his chiyuv puruvu comes back, and it takes away his kiyuv mitzvah. The person puruvu is to have a hemshach, and memela, it needs to be that the children don't die during the father's lifetime. Says the Gemara Vayter that b'nei banim hareim kebanim. We mentioned in the Braisa b'nei banim hareim kebanim, which now we know doesn't just mean lahashlim. What it means is that if Avram has a son Yitzchak and Yitzchak has a son Yaakov, so then even if Yitzchak dies, so Avram will still be mekayim the mitzvah because he has a grandson Yaakov, so that will help Avram be mekayim the mitzvah even though Yitzchak died. Now again, we'll discuss in the Shavuos Mar Mekayim is exactly what the lumdus of that is. Is that the pshat that he's mekayim through Yitzchak, but I'll deny that Yitzchak had a son Yaakov, or is Yaakov the way Avram is mekayim puruvu? He's mekayim through Yaakov, he's mekayim through Yitzchak, nafkamina zahalacha. Again, all these things will be discussed by the Shavuos Mar Mekayim. Anyway, so says the Gemara though, that Savar Abaye Lameimar bra lebra, ubarta lebarta. Abaye thought, at first he understood that what this means is that only if Yitzchak has a son, and then the daughter, let's say Bracha, has a daughter. So only if the son has a son and the daughter has a daughter, that's how grandchildren could count towards Avram's Kiyum Mitzvah Puruvu. The Kol Shekein Bra LeBarta. And all the more so, a son to a daughter. A son, I guess it's Chayav more mitzvahs. So that for sure, that would also work. Avobarta LeBra Olai. But if a son gets replaced with a granddaughter cannot replace the son. And that's not going to help Avram be mekayim his mitzvah puruvu. If Yitzchak has a daughter, then Yitzchak dies, so then Avram is not mekayim puruvu. However, Amar LeRava, then no, l'shavas yitzar rabin and va'ika. No, the purpose of puruvu is just to have a hemshach, just to have a hemshach to populate the world. And the ma'isa is mekayim that even through a granddaughter. So therefore, there's no difference exactly what the sheet of Rava is. What's the lamnas behind it also seems to be a mechalikas reshainim. And again, also will be discussed then. Says the Gemara though that the kuliyama mias trei michad loy. It seems like everybody's under the same understanding. Abaye and the Rava may have a small disagreement. Can a granddaughter replace a son? But everyone seems to agree that you can't have two children from one son. Meaning, if Avram has a son Yitzchak and Yitzchak has a son and a daughter, Avram never had a daughter. Avram only ever had a son. He had a son Yitzchak, and Yitzchak had boys and girls. He had sons and daughters. So is Avram mekayim puruvu? All he had is a son, but he has grandchildren that are boys and girls. So that everybody seems to be understanding that Avram is not mekayim the mitzvah in such a way. Ask the Gemara, but that doesn't seem to be true. Amrilei Rabbanan or Rav Sheshas. The Rabbanan once asked Rav Sheshas. Rav Sheshas had only had sons. He only had a son, and they asked him, Nasiv issa va'ilid bini, that why don't you marry a woman to have more children? He didn't have a son, he only had a daughter. Rav Sheshas only had a daughter. So they asked him, why don't you marry a woman to have sons, to have a boy? You're not mekayim puruvu? So Vamer Luhu, Rav Sheisha said to them, Ha'im Mekayim Peru Ravu, because B'nei Barti Banai Ninu, the sons of my daughter are like my sons. So therefore, Mekayim Peru Ravu, the children of my daughter are like my children. So that's how I'm Mekayim Peru Ravu, through the grandchildren. So you see that you can be Mekayimith just through the grandchildren, even if he doesn't have a son and a daughter. So that's a kashim on Rav and Abai, who both seem to be understanding that no, the person himself, Avram, has to have a son and a daughter. The shaila is what children do they have to have? Does it have to be a son from a son, a daughter from a daughter? Could it even be a daughter from a son? But everybody agrees that it has to be that it started with Avram having a son and a daughter. Here you see Rav Sheshes only had a daughter, and he considered that he was Mekayim Peruvu because his daughter had children, had sons. So says the Gemara that it's not true. Rav Sheshes doesn't really disagree with Abai and Rava. Rather, Hasam Dechuye Kamat Chiluhu. Really, Rav Sheshes wasn't Mekayim Peru Ravu, and he wasn't even saying that he was. He was just trying to push the Rabbanan away. Meaning, there was a different reason why he wasn't getting married. He was saying that Peru Ravu, no, Mekayim Peru Ravu. It wasn't really true. He was just coming to be Manchel the Rabbanan because really he couldn't have children. That's why he wasn't getting married, because he couldn't have children. The Rav Sheshes Iakar Mipirke Dravuna. And the story behind that of how Rav Sheshes got to the point that he couldn't have children is because he was sitting by a shir of Rav Huna. Rav Huna used to give long drushes. And Rav Sheshes became an akar. The Gemara says, Chazal tell us that if a person needs to go to the bathroom and he doesn't go, he holds himself in for too long, ketanim, so that he could become an akar, he could become sterile, that he can't have children. And that's actually what happened to Rav Sheshes by Rav Huna's shir. Rav Huna was giving a long drusha. People maybe use this as a marbakum for their rav, if they don't like to feel the drasha is too long. Lamaisa, Rav Sheshes didn't, he felt that he couldn't leave the drasha. He didn't want to leave the drasha. So shot him exactly why he didn't leave the drasha. Maybe because he felt it was disrespectful, which is a big chiddush, that out the zilzul atayra, he held that it was worth it to become an akar because of zilzul of this rav, of the taira. He felt that he couldn't leave the shir. Kavu chaymer, if a person's not going to become an akar, it's a tremendous zilzul to leave a shir in the middle. Others say that no, it could be just in the chab. He didn't even realize. He was so involved in the sugya. He was so much paying attention to the shir. He didn't chab what was going on, and he became an akar. He totally didn't realize that he even had to go to the bathroom. He was so engrossed in the sugya, he didn't even realize. So this is a reason not to be engrossed when the Rav's speaking, because they don't want to take any chances. So that's what happened with Rav Sheshes, and Rav Sheshes became an Akar, and that's why he couldn't have children. So he was just being Manchel the Rabbanan, that he wasn't getting married, he was Mekayim Peru Ravu. Really the reason is, I guess it was private, Lamaisa, he couldn't have children, and that's the real reason why he wasn't getting married. Says the Gemara Vayter, Amar Le Rabba L'Rava Bar Mari. Rabbi said to Rava Bar Mari, Minah Hamil Sadam Rabbanan B'nei Banim Harein Kebanim. Where do we see it from in the Torah? Where do we see it from that grandchildren could count as children, that grandchildren are considered like one's own children? Where do you see it from? So says the Gemara, that Ilema Midachsev, maybe you'll say we learn it out from Lavan. Lavan tells Yaakov Avinu, he says, Habana is B'nai Sai, Vabanim B'nai, your children are my children. Your children, which is really Lavan's grandchildren, he calls them B'naisai, Banai, they're my daughters, they're my sons. So you see that Lavan called his grandchildren his children, and it's in the Torah. I mean, I guess we're not really learning it from Lavan, we're learning it from the fact that the Torah records it. It sounds so, it becomes Torah. Once Lavan said it, it's in the Torah, so now already it's a shtick Torah. It's a pasuk. It's a pasuk that grandchildren are like children. However, says the Gemara, no, it's not the pshat in the pasuk even. Elameatav had tzayin tzayini, when Lavan tells Yaakov that your tzayin, your cattle are mine, what he was actually telling him, Achanami, he was telling him that it's actually my tzayin, that's not even what Lavan meant. I mean, even in the pasuk, that's not the pshat in the pasuk. He wasn't coming to say that your children are mamish my children, or that your tzayin are mamish my tzayin. They're not his tzayin, they're Yaakov's tzayin. He even calls them. He says, tzayin tzayini. He doesn't say tzayini is tzayini. He says, it's your tzayin, but your tzayin is my tzayin. What did he mean? What did Lavan mean? El dekanisa minai. He was just coming to point out that you got it from me. You bought it, you acquired it from me. So Al-Khanami, when he says that your children are my children and your daughters are my daughters, dekanisa minai. He was just coming to say that you got them through me. It's through my daughters. But he wasn't actually coming to say that B'nei Banim Arayim Kebanim. Lavan wasn't such a lamdin. So says the Gemara, so what's the Makar? What's the Makar that B'nei Banim Arayim Kebanim? El Mehacha, it's from the following Pasuk. Because the Pasuk says that V'achar B'chetzroin, that Chetzroin came. Now Chetzroin was from Shevet Yehuda, as we'll see. Chetzroin was from Shevet Yehuda. And Chetzroin came El Bas Machir. And he married the daughter of Machir of Yigilah. He married the daughter of Machir. Machir was from Shevet Menashe. So you have a man from Shevet Yehuda who married a woman from Shevet Menashe, the daughter of Machir. And it says that V'teilad loy es Seguv. It says that they had a child, Seguv. Uksiv, and it says Bini Machir Yardu Mechaykekem. That through the Machir came Mechaykekem. Now the question is that Machir definitely did not have Mechaykekem, because it's Uksiv. It says that Yehuda Mechaykeki. It says that Yehuda is called Mechaykekem. So how could Machir have Mechaykekem? How could Machir have Yehuda next? Machir is from Shevet Menashe. He could not have had a son that's Yehudanik if he's from Shevet Menashe. Elamai, how did he have a son that's a Yehudanik? It's because his daughter married a Yehudanik. She married Chetzrai. And they had children that are all now attributed to the father, to Shevet Yehuda. And that's called that Machir, meaning Machir Yardu Mechaykekem. That Machir had Yehudaniks. How did he have Yehudaniks? It wasn't his children. Elamai, b'nei banim areim kebanim. You see that children, grandchildren, are considered like children. Says the Gemara Baiter, Namas Nisan de like Rabbi Yeshua. Now the Maisa, our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yeshua. Our Mishnah, which says that once a person has a son and a daughter, once a person is Mekayim Puravu, so he no longer needs to marry an Isha that's a Bas Banim, he no longer has a Chiv to have children, so that's not like Rabbi Yeshua taught us. The Tani we learned in the Braisa, that Rabbi Yeshua said that Nasa Adam Isha Bialdusa, even after a person married a woman in his youth and he had children, Yisa Isha Bizak Nusa. You should also, or this time, first talking about marriage, that even if a person was already married when he was younger, when he gets older, he shouldn't give up. He should get married again. If something happened to his wife, divorced, died, she died, he should get married again, even though he's very old. What's the point? He's so old. No, always get married again. It's important to be married. Hayulay banim bialdusai. If a person had children during his younger years, and now he's a little bit older, it doesn't matter. Yulay banim bizak nusa. You should still continue to have children. Even though he already had children, it doesn't mean to stop. And he brought it from a pasuk, Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Babaikers ra zarecha ulera valtanuch yadecha. In the morning you should plant your seeds, and at night you should not leave your hand. Which means, Babaiker, in your youth, in the morning, in your younger years, so you should plant your seeds, you should have children. Ula erev, and at night, meaning even in your older age, al tanuch yadecha, don't let go, keep going and keep having more children. Ki einecha yoideya, the pasuk continues, because you don't know, eiza yichshar hazeh oizeh. Which one's going to be good, this one or this one? Which one's going to stay alive? Which one's going to be a tamil chacham? Have your shemayim, good midas, all these things, you don't know, so therefore keep having children. Vem shneim kecha taiva, maybe they'll talk to both be good, that'll be the best. But there, you don't know, and therefore keep having children. Rabbi Kiva learned the pasuk a little bit differently. Rabbi Kiva in there, that lama taira bial nusai, yomai taira bizik nusai. Rabbi Kiva l'shitasai, his whole life, which the Gemara is actually going to bring now, is that even if a person taught Torah in his youth, he should continue, or learn Torah in his youth, yomai taira bizik nusai, he should continue learning even in his old age, even when it seemed like everything ended. He had so many talmidim who all died, and it seems like, oh, it's over now. No, don't give up, even though now you're older, keep going, keep learning Torah. Hayulei talmidim bialdusai, now mamish directly about Rabbi Akiva, even if a person had talmidim in his younger years, you talmidim is a knusa, you should also have talmidim in his older years, shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'vayker zara zarecha, that's how he learns the pasuk, that is talking about Torah. It says the Gemara that Rabbi Akiva, he was Dairesh v'na'am mekayim, he kept his what he preached, and the Amru, it's that they said that Shnei Maser Alev Zugim Talmidim Ha'iloi Rabbi Akiva, and Yana Diayma, it says that Rabbi Akiva had 12,000 pairs of Talmidim. 12,000 pairs of Talmidim means 24,000 Talmidim. Why he calls them 12,000 pairs, it's called 24,000 Talmidim. There were 12,000 pairs, Ha'iloi Rabbi Akiva, Migvats Ad Antrifas. That's where his yeshiva spanned from Migvats Ad Antrifas. V'kulan mesu b'perek echad, and all of them died during the same time period. And the reason was that meishaloi nagu kavayd zel zeh, because at least on their level, so they weren't respectful enough towards each other. V'ya'ilam shamim, and the world was desolate. It was dark. It was a dark period. Ad shabai Rabbi Akiva etzar Rabbi Sinu shavadarim, until Rabbi Akiva, after all this happened, he practiced what he said, that he should always continue to have more talmidim, and he went to the south Ushana Lahem, and he taught to more Talmidim, Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda, Reb Yaisi, Reb Shimon, Rashbi, and Reb Elazar ben Shamua. Five Talmidim, these are who the Talmidim who Reb Akiva started over with, was Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda, Reb Yaisi, Reb Shimon, and Reb Elazar ben Shamua, who come out, all of Teresh Shabbat Peh comes from these Talmidim of Reb Akiva. And they're the ones that re-established the Torah at that time. And Tana, we learned that Kula Mesu Mipasach Matatzeres, these 24,000 Talmidim, they all died during the time period that's between Pesach and Shavuos. It's a time of Din, the Rizal says. And that's the time when the Din, the Kodesh Baruch Hu took the Din out on these Talmidim for not being Nai Kavet Zelazah. Amr of Chamu Bar Abba, Vitamer of Chia Bar Avin. Now, Kula Mesu Misa Ra. Not only did they die, but they had a Misa Ra. It was a bad death. What's a Misa Ra? Mahi? Amar Ibn Nachman Askara. The Misa Ra that they had is Askara, which the Gemara Brachos calls the worst death. The worst death is Askara, some form of choking. That's the death that they experienced. Now, Amar Master, going back to the earlier Sugya, that Allah Kirbi Yeshua, the Allah Hazak Kirbi Yeshua, that even if a person had children during his younger years, he should keep having children even when he's older. Now, the Mefarshim discussed exactly why it is that the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva were Merchayiv Misa, even if they were Nai Kavod Zelazah, where do we find that for not being Nai Kavod Zelazah that there's a Chiyav Misa? So I found that the Ben Yishchai and the Ben Yoyada over here, and as well as the Chafetz Chaim in a few places, they say that the reason why they were Chayiv Misa was not just because they were not Nai Kavod Zelazah, it's that they were Nai Kavod Zelazah, and that caused a tremendous Chilul Hashem. You see Talmidei Chachamim, that they're not acting properly with each other, so that's a tremendous Chilul Hashem, and it's the Chilul Hashem which was Chayiv Misa. That's what the Ben Yishchai says, and Ben Yoyada, and the Chafetz Chaim, and the Sefer Chayivas HaShmira, in the Psicha Oisches, as well as in the Sefer Zachar Lemiriam and Parakin Aleph, that's how they explain that that's why the Talmidim were Chayiv Misa. Now it's a little bit difficult because the Ma'aseh, we don't find that Chilul Hashem is Chayiv Misa. They don't really answer the question. Doesn't seem like we don't find anywhere Chazal say that Chilul Hashem is Chayiv Misa. We do find something similar. We find that Chazal say that even if a person was over on Chilul Hashem, so even Misa, or it says that his sin is so great that only Misa could be Mechaperes. The only Kapara is Misa. That much it says. The Misa is Mechaper, but doesn't say that it's Chayiv Misa. It just says that Misa is Mechaper. So maybe it goes hand in hand. We still don't find it should be deserving of the worst death. Why did it get an Askara just because of, I mean, not just, but because of Chil Hashem, that much we don't find. We don't find that Chil Hashem is deserving of Askara. Askara, the Gemara Brachos, Chasam and Aleph says is the worst of all the Misais. So why is it that they were Chayiv Askara? So the Marsha over here has a different shot. The Marsha answers everything. The Marsha over here says that Mistam, if they were not Nai Kavod Zelazah, so on their level, they were also Ivar on Lashon Hara. On their level, again, obviously not so openly, but on their level, they were Ivar on Lashon Hara. And by Lashon Hara, the Gemara in Shabbos, Lamed Gimel, Lamed Aleph, end of Amin Aleph, the Gemara in Shabbos over there says that Simin Lashon Hara is Askara. So then everything much makes sense. That would make a lot of sense with the sugya. That's what the Marsha is Mefarish said. That the Mistama, they also said Lashon Hara, and that's the Lashon Hara that's what made them deserving of Askara. Says the Gemara Vayter now, Amr of Tanchum, Amr of Chaniloi. Now call Adam Sheinlo Isha, Sharoi Bulei Simcha, Bulei Bracha, Bulei Toiva. The person who doesn't have a wife, so he doesn't have Simcha, he doesn't have Bracha, he doesn't have Toiva. He doesn't have goodness. Beloy simcha, he doesn't have happiness, he doesn't have simcha, dechsev, as the pasuk says, v'samachta ato ubeisecha. It says that you should rejoice, you're happy, ato ubeisecha, you with your bias, with your house. So you see, simcha is only with the bias, with a wife. Beloy bracha, dechsev, laniach bracha, al beisecha. It says that also bracha comes to the through the wife. And beloy taiva, dechsev, lay taiv, yais adam levada. It's not taiv for a man to be by himself. He has to have a wife. So you see, the person only has toiv when he has a wife. But Marava Amer, Amri, in Eretz Yisrael, they added a few other things. They said also, that if a person doesn't have a wife, so he's sharoi, b'lai taira u b'lai chayma. He also doesn't have taira, and he also doesn't have chayma. Interesting, Eretz Yisrael, that's where the taira was emphasized. Interesting. But that's what it says in Eretz Yisrael, so it says that they were sharoi b'lai taira. That's what they focused on. If a person doesn't have a wife, he doesn't have taira, and also he doesn't have chayma, he doesn't have taira, he doesn't have protection from the outside influences. That's what they focused on there. Now, what's their makairis b'lai taira, d'chsev, as the pasuk says, That it says that if I don't have my helper with me, so v'tushia, which is referring to Torah, is nidcha mimani, is pushed away from me. A person needs to have a wife to have him help with different things that needs to get taken care of, and this way he can focus and learn Torah. And b'lei chayma, he doesn't have that protection to protect him from the outside influences. The pasuk says nekeva to saveiv gever, that the nekeva goes around the gever and protects him. This is where the minhag comes from, perhaps for the kala to walk around the chasan 7 times. It's like making a chayma, making a wall around the chasan, because that's what a wife, one of the benefits of having a wife is because a shari b'lei isha, shari b'lei chayma. Rav Bar Ula Amar, he's also shari b'lei shalom. If a person doesn't have a wife, so he doesn't have shalom. What's the makar? The pasuk says v'yadata ki shalom ahalecha v'pakad tanoich b'lei sechta, that the kishalom ahalecha, that with your wife, is a reference to a wife. Kishalom ahalecha is a reference to that a person only has shalom when he has a wife, which is also very interesting, because although there's many nice things to say about marriage, unfortunately, you know, hopefully this doesn't apply to many of us, but unfortunately, shalom is something that sometimes people struggle with. Dafka, because they have a wife, they struggle with shalom. So it's funny, Chazal say that a shari b'lai isha is shari b'lai shalom. Having a wife gives shalom. Without having a wife, that's when there's no shalom. It seems like it would be the opposite. And having a wife is when there's problems with shalom. Without a wife, a person has no one to fight with anyways. So how does it make sense that a shari b'lai isha, shari b'lai shalom, dafka without a wife, that's when there's no shalom? It sounds like it would seem that with a wife sometimes, that's when there's no shalom. So the truth is, it really could be that it depends on how we translate the word shalom. If shalom just means not fighting, so then yeah, in a chanami, a person has no one to fight with, so then he'll have the most shalom. But that's not what shalom means. The raya is that it says, Oisa shalom bimraimav. We say that Hashem makes shalom. Hashem creates shalom. You can't create a lack. You don't create no fighting. No fight. If shalom just means no fighting, you don't have to create it. You just have to stop the fighting, and then memela their shalom. You're not Oisa shalom. Memela their shalom if there's no fighting. So that's obviously, shalom doesn't just mean peace. Shalom doesn't mean peace when there's no fighting. Rather, shalom, as we'll see soon, is miloshen shleimus. It's when everyone's doing their part. When everyone's doing their part and working in harmony, really harmony is the better translation, shalom doesn't mean peace, shalom means harmony. When everyone's doing their part, that's shalom. So ashari b'lei isha, someone who doesn't have a wife, so he's lacking in fulfilling his tachlis. He's lacking in his own shleimus. His wife is what's mashlim him. So ashari b'lei isha, ashari b'lei shalom means without shleimus, without shalom. Shalom is miloshen shleimus, is miloshen harmony, not necessarily peace. Amanda, we hope that also people should have peace also, but that's not what the Chazal is necessarily saying over here. They're saying that Ashar B'lei Isha, Ashar B'lei Shalom means he doesn't have the shlemus of harmony, but through a wife, that's when he can have this harmony that's mashlem, each one's mashlem the other. Says the Gemara Vayter, a few more lines. I'm Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. I call Yedea B'ishtai Shehi Yerashamayim. Someone who knows about his wife, that she's a very God-fearing, so therefore she's going to be extra tznius when it comes to Yoni Tashmish. So Ve'inoi Paikta, and he doesn't, and he assumes that, let's say, she's Michael on her Aina, and that she doesn't care about it. No, and because of that, he doesn't fulfill his Chiyuv of Aina. He's Nikra Chaita. He's called a sinner. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, V'yadata Kishalom Ayala. And then the pasuk says, that if you know kishalom ha'alecha, that your wife is shalom, is shlemus, it's miloshen shlemus, means that she has your shemayim, and so then if you ve'ein paikta, it says upakata noich v'leitechta. If you're together with her, so then there won't be a sin. But if you're not together with her, then you're called a chayta. That's how Rashi explains that kishalom ha'alecha is miloshen shlemus be'yor shemayim. If you know that about her, so then make sure not to just assume things and to be on top of it, to be mekayim is mitzvah. The person has to be mekayim his mitzvah aina before he leaves. If a person's going, if a man's going on a trip, so that's a time when a wife has more of a chukah for him, and therefore he has a chiv of aina to be together with her. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'yadata kishalma alechem. That if you know kishalom alecha, so then upakata noich, you have to be together with her. Then won't be a set. Now, I'm Rav Yosef asked the kasha that why are you learning it out from a pasuk? This pasuk is a pasuk in Eiv. Why are you learning it out from a pasuk in Eiv? Hamihacha nafka, mihasam nafka. We learn it from a pasuk in the Torah, Parshas Bereishis. It says val ish eich chukaseich. Hashem tells Chava that you're going to have a chuka for your husband. And Chazal say milamit shayisha b'shtekekas al bailu b'shashi yaitzil adarach. that when is that chukah niskayim? It's when the husband goes away. When the husband goes away, so then the wife has an extra chukah. So it's obvious that then, of course, that then there's going to be a chiyav of avayno. Then of course he's going to have a chiyav to be with her. So why do we have to learn it now from a pasuk in Iyav? L'chayr, we can learn it from this pasuk in Bereishis. So Rav Yosef explained that loy nitzrucha ela samach levesta. If it was just for the pasuk in Bereishis, so I would say that yes, there's a chuka, and when it's possible, so you should fulfill that chuka. But let's say it's samach levesta, it's right next to the time where she's expecting to see her vest, so then I would say, be safe and don't be together with her. But k'mash v'lan, the pasuk in Iyav, even though no, he has a chiyav, even if it's samach levesta. The common, how much is considered samach levesta? Amar Rava, aina, the aina samach levesta, that's considered samach levesta. Now, v'hani milud v'ar rishos, avol dvar mitzvah mitshridi, but that's only if the husband's going away for dvar rishos, maybe perhaps to make harvacha, to make extra money. But if he's going away for a dvar mitzvah, so then he's tarred in the mitzvah, and then he's not responsible.